Again, today's music theme. Well, you explain it. I'm in your lane.
Yeah, and well, we should mention tomorrow another chance to win the Tom Segura tickets. If you can guess the bump theme, it did not take long today because the theme was songs that played during the Donald Trump
music
dance off music session listening session
whatever,
last night.
Whatever it was. When Pulp came out in 94, by the way, you had Shawshank that year. You had Forrest Gump.
Good year.
Right? Three iconic movies. It's ridiculous that Forrest Gump won the Oscar over Pulp Fiction. Utterly ridiculous. And I enjoy Forrest Gump. Excellent movie. Which movie is more unique and more memorable? It's not close. Not even close.
Yes. Not in the same ballpark.
By the way, Shawshank, not in the same ballpark as Pulp. Fine movie. Very good movie. People overhype Shawshank way too much. I enjoy it. There's a lot of other movies that have the same sort of pedigree as Shawshank. Pulp is just unique and different. I thought that's what we're rewarding. Something we've seen variations of Shawshank, right? It's not a lot like Pulp Fiction. Do you agree with that assessment?
Seems very fair.
Yep. A lot of hype leading up to it off, you know, the artsy, the movie in France.
And
Con. I was blanking on Con.
Mm-hmm.
I should have went James Con.
Yeah.
And saw it right away. Fell in love with the movie right away. Thought it was great. Travolta's comeback.
Yeah.
Is a huge part of this. Think about how big Travolta was coming off Welcome Back, Carter, with Staying Alive and a lot of other outstanding piece of work. And then the crap he was doing for a long time. Just the absolute crap that John Travolta was a part of. Tarantino. Believing still that Travolta was a megastar and that this could be the vehicle to bring him back. And it did.
Yes, it did.
John Travolta was irrelevant at this point, other than maybe, I don't know, Corner Square and Hollywood Squares or something. Samuel Jackson, wow, you're more than just a great side character. You are a bleeping superstar. My bleeps are intended.
A lot of bleeps.
A lot of bleeps. Bruce Willis at the time, the biggest star in it.
And I believe the story is he wanted Travolta's role.
I believe that's right.
And then Quentin said, I got other ideas. Read it. Read the script again. But you as Butch, what do you think?
Yeah. And it worked. How many iconic scenes are there?
All of them.
All. Right? And again, we make fun of iconic. But how about just the approach? Trying to tie it all together.
Yep.
And if you watched it in the proper sequence, you'd feel like you were watching a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
The dialogue is unparalleled. Right? It's the rat-a-tat-tat that you would see sometimes with Aaron Sorkin. Whether it's the swear words, whether it's tied to the culture at the time, whether it's a different approach.
Yeah, just the random things two gangsters are discussing in the car, Royale with cheese.
Yes. That's the relatability mm-hmm. that great talk shows can have or conversations can have. Meanwhile, while they're working for somebody who they fear immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Travolta and Uma dancing. Bring in the gimp. When Keitel comes in.
Yes, the wolf.
The wolf. What's in the suitcase? Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many great aspects of the movie. Also really ticked off Steve Ashburner. Movie was hyped. I wanted to see it. Barrera wanted to see it. I don't remember if we were seeing it for the first or second time. So we set up a Steve Ashburner interview. I think we might have been going to 7. I don't remember all the details. I should text him. And there's like a 6:40 showing or something. So we have Ash on to talk NBA Wolves or something, and we record like 6, 7, 8 questions. And Sammy and Common just fired the questions. Ash did not appreciate it.
I bet he didn't.
Did not appreciate it. I bet he just destroyed me a lot more than Dan. What else do you want to say about Pulp? Because you're a huge fan like I am.
I am. And its uniqueness is what puts it over the top. It's, you know, for the time to do something that wasn't in chronological order, like you said, to have the dialogue written as it was, to have the music that, you know, Tarantino puts into not just that movie, but all his movies.
All his movies, yep.
You know, it was a movie that still today sounds and looks different.
Yes.
You know, it stands out even 30 years later.
Right.
There's no movie, including Tarantino's movies, many of which are phenomenal, many of which are great, many of which, in fact, one of which I enjoy even more than Pulp Fiction.
Which is?
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, that's way up there on my list.
That's
what do you think of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I liked it.
I think it's a notch below.
Yeah.
Right.
Liked it, didn't love it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a movie where I think, well, that's 1994. It's just that is different.
Yeah.
And if that came out now, it also would be different. Okay, cool. And let me just give a couple. Letterman NBC, without a doubt, to me was cool.
Sure. I'd say Conan NBC was cool.
Conan NBC, for sure. Cool. The television show, which needs to come back, Euphoria. Euphoria is cool. You haven't watched it, right?
No, I've not.
Yeah, it's worth it. Harry Styles. Harry Styles is cool.
Is he still cool? He's cooled down.
Well, just because he's taken a break doesn't mean he's lost his cool card.
I think he may have.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a card. Did they give you a card? I don't have the card.
No.
Yeah.
You're not considered amongst the group.
I know. I'd like to, but I'm not. Plenty of people chiming in. What else do you think? Piece of entertainment. Singer. I don't know. Show. Movie. Actor. Steve McQueen. Paul Newman. 100%. Cool. Who else is cool in the acting business right now? What shows? I don't know. Is a restaurant cool? What else is cool? Is TikTok cool right now? What else do you have? 651-461-9226. I mean, we have him for multiple years. Can we do a full spot there and include another strikeout for the Twins?
Don't do that.
I don't know. I mean, that's how the season went.
They haven't struck out in weeks at this point.
Yeah. Another loss, 27 of the last 39. I mean, if we were to give a total picture of the Twins.
You don't have to be that guy right now.
I don't know. I'm just
That's
asking.
Not cool, Chad.
That's not cool?
Asking what's cool.
What is cool in entertainment? Somebody says Major Garrett.
Yeah,
on Fridays.
Cool.
Conan was and still is the greatest and coolest. I'll die on that hill. Is he coming back to TBS again? Did I see that? Where, like, the show he's doing now, some version of that's coming back to TBS?
I don't know about that. I think he's enjoying the podcast life, probably.
It's pretty good. I can't listen to Stuck in the Middle with You anymore, not after Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today is the 25th anniversary of Fight Club coming out. That is a cool, timeless movie. Here's the thing with me, Jason, to go with your phrase here. Here's the thing. I've watched probably most of Fight Club, but not one single time sitting down to watch it.
Just like picking it up when it's on TV or something?
Yes.
I think I saw it when it came out.
Yeah.
Fight Club was pretty cool.
Yeah. What else do you have modern cool right now?
Layering.
Yeah, you have at least three today.
Are things cool today?
Yes.
I feel like we're very, like, ironic, like, sort of hipster, you know what I mean?
Demure.
What is cool today?
Is Sabrina cool? She just was here.
You know, poppy cool is different from, like, leather jacket cool, you know what I mean? Thrifting is cool right now.
You must have been smoking pot when you watched that movie. It's bad. That's very possible it was. Dialogue is phenomenal.
Which movie are we talking about?
Pulp Fiction, 30 years ago. I went to college 92 to 96. My professor was screaming the next day that Shawshank didn't win over Forrest Gump. All good stuff. We'll give a couple more when we talk about Canopy now.